Today I'm starting with my quotes of the week, all three taken from the Ethics Commissioner's report into SNC-Lavalin scandal. From paragraph 282 in quotes, "The authority of the Prime Minister and his office was used to circumvent, undermine, and ultimately attempt to discredit the decision of the Director of Public Prosecutions, as well as the authority of Ms. Wilson-Raybould as the Crown's chief law officer," end of quote. From paragraph 340, it's, in quotes, "clearly improper for one branch of the Government of Canada to be communicating with applicants to a judicial review challenging a decision made by another branch of the government without the knowledge or involvement of the Attorney General." From paragraph 329, in quotes, "In addition to the numerous instances where SNC-Lavalin's private financial interests were raised, the evidence showed that private political interests were also put before Ms. Wilson-Raybould directly or indirectly on at least four separate occasions." The findings of the Ethics Commissioner, along with the testimony of Jody Wilson-Raybould, the recording of her conversation with then-head of the Privy Council, Michael Wernick, are clear. But I want to save maybe all of us some aggravation with a suggestion. Actually, it's also an attempt to reduce the hate mail from Liberal supporters. Now, I appreciate that many Liberal supporters are furious with Judy Wilson-Raybould, with the Ethics Commissioner, with James Philpott, and the media, who think this is an important story. But before another ugly tweet, let's first remember that the SNC-Lavalin scandal is entirely an in-house affair. It has nothing to do with the other parties, Greens, Conservatives, Liberals. It was perpetrated by Liberals directed at a Liberal cabinet member, made dramatically worse by the way the Prime Minister, his staff, and some Liberal MPs actually handled the scandal, which includes the Prime Minister's now infamous declaration made immediately after the story broke that it was completely false. Well, that's simply not the case. That was followed by attacks by the Prime Minister and others on the fitness of Jody Wilson-Raybould, also a Liberal, for the job of Attorney General. There's not an objective observer, I think, who can't conclude that every step of the way, the Liberals themselves, their damage control, made matters worse. As Jane Philpott, Liberal MP, said upon resigning from Cabinet, if the party had simply told the truth and apologized for the pressure it brought to bear on the Attorney General, you know what? Virtually none of this fallout would have happened. Although, like Jody Wilson-Raybould, she had no idea as to the backroom dealings with SNC-Lavalin and the Prime Minister's office were taking place behind the Attorney General's back. But still, her point is that if the Prime Minister had stood up, really apologized, saying the attempts to interfere in the independence of the judicial system were misplaced, were wrong, you know what? The story would have died down. And let's face it, this is a Prime Minister who's got lots of practice apologizing, but still refuses to apologize for breaking the conflict of interest laws. So for the Liberals, go ahead, send out the nasty tweets, the Facebook posts, and emails if it makes you feel better. But please, save a little of that anger. Save a little of that anger for the breathtaking and incompetent way the Prime Minister and his staff, along with others in the party, have kept giving legs to this story. And they're still doing it, with the Prime Minister's refusal to apologize to Ms. Wilson-Raybould, despite the Ethics Commissioner validating her accusations, refusing to apologize for the personal attacks on her. And instead, he says he takes full responsibility, but doesn't accept the Commissioner's findings. I mean, that attitude actually keeps the scandal alive, keeps it in the news, and undermines his own credibility. Come on. As I said, self-inflicted wound, which reveals a lack of judgment, I think maturity. The Prime Minister himself said in April, in quotes, "There are consequences both long-term and short-term when politicians choose to twist the truth and distort reality." Well, the immediate consequences are a lot of anger and outrage on all sides, both supporters and opponents. So I've got a suggestion. Could save us a lot of time, wasted time, aggravation. Let's start by acknowledging the obvious. The Ethics Commissioner's findings are going to bother some people, and they're not going to bother others. The back and forth is a waste of time. People who place a high value on integrity in our political leadership are not about to change their minds by those who have other issues that top their personal agendas. For example, as one Liberal supporter tweeted, "Liberals care more about climate change, gender equality, and child poverty." Well, I appreciate that honesty. So let's save the animosity and the vitriol. Whatever your issue, be it climate change or refugees or whatever, there is nothing you can say, post, or tweet that's going to change the mind of someone who's on the other side, who places a high value on integrity, and vice versa. So both sides can save their breath. Stop tweeting. Stop posting on Facebook. Get over yourself. You're not changing anyone's mind. I think the lines on this one are clearly drawn.